So just to briefly reiterate and then I guess open the floor for questions, I think what is visible from all the countries is that the community is rather weak if, for example, compared to Western European countries. Also that the community is rather focused on technology rather than broader free culture issues, as Marcel pointed out. And in that sense, of course, the community is not able to organize themselves, doesn't have management skills, doesn't really is not able to provide the services and help free and open source software to be more spread. But there are some examples, promising examples in Poland, I guess. And I think the second issue that came up a lot is, of course, Microsoft. So I guess there's a global strategy here, not limited, I guess, to Eastern and Southeastern Europe. And so the question here is, how can the community bring some more transparency to some of into shed light on these corrupted deals, and then also provide maybe governments with alternative solutions? So I think that's in a way the picture. Going back, before opening the floor to questions, going back to my very original question of where is the community standing now in terms of first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. Can we make a very short run through so you tell us where you think you're standing, your country, on this scale?
Well, I think that the community is, in overall, I see it's optimistic, in fact. I think that there are also a few years before us that we can say the community is strong and that there's producing a added value. This is important also for example, for Linux community, that it's offering people, for example, meetings, for example, something that there's usable. Now community is starting from ground. There's a small activity, very irregular, small groups of people independently works on many projects, but I think that this is a question of time that they will get a more importance and they will work together. So I think it is startup. In fact, community is startup now.
I think I can see it not just as a community with the outside world, but also inside of community. And I think with the outside world, it's just stepping out of ignoring. People are not laughing, but just slightly shaking their heads you geeks, nerds. But I think that there are a couple of laughing, fighting, and then back to laughing and fighting just inside of community.
I think that we have faced in Bulgaria the situation where they didn't ignore the free and open source movement, they didn't laugh at it. They immediately started with the fight, and it was a fight which was including mainly hitting under the stomach, under the belly, so that it's more painful. And it was combined with a certain amount of finances, so I would compare this as probably something like having Muhammad Ali on one side, in one side of the corner, and a 12 years old, 40 kilos heavy person on the other side of the corner, in the other corner, who has never been boxing before that. So the situation there is not about the 4 point, then you win. but rather whether we can survive so that we can let them laugh and ignore and then we win. So maybe it will be the opposite. First they fight us, then they laugh at us, then they ignore us, then we win. I hope so. I hope.
Okay, thanks. I would now open the floor for questions, so if there are any, please feel free to ask. And I also know in the audience there are some like other representatives from other Eastern European countries, Southeastern European countries, and even further East Caucasus and Central Asia and Russia. So if you want to speak up as well, please do so. Yeah.
Very short comments about Russia. Two parts in our new structure of government, and 50-50 opinion now exists about open source. It's last comment, high-level expert and advisor from a new structure of government, at first, seven. Second, in July we will organize a special roundtable together with union service provider and regional section of union service provider, which organized 78 sites in Russia, and together with several people from new government structure. And very important that two ministries from our government have strong enthusiasts in open source. It defense ministry and ministry of education. I hope end of July we will have new picture in this area.
Thank you for this insight from Russia, Sasha. Any other more questions?
That's a good sign. That means we've said everything.
I have a question. Just
yes, Jamie.
I'd just like to ask the panelists to discuss the relationship between the lack of enforcement of copyright in countries on the lack of appeal of free software for certain constituencies. I mean, in the sense, if Microsoft is free software for certain classes of users, what would their, does that undermine their motivation to consider legitimate free sources of software?
Yeah, if I understood you correctly, I think that that's the problem, because in Croatia, but especially I know about Bosnia and Serbia, outside of government and big business, people just don't consider anything about copyright, is it free or not, because they're just using pirate copies of Microsoft and everything is for free for them. And not just that, but also some quite successful businesses like web design, graphic design, and the others are just that they're using quite expensive tools just for free. And that situation changed, but I can't see that it's strong enough that people will start to consider things. That's why I think that in our specific situation, that there is a space of talking about values. I know of some research by Microsoft when they just realized that talking about issues about philosophy of free software movement, that was not the best strategy from the free software movement, and that just talking about costs and that the main thing about free software, that it's free, as in free beer, is something which people consider, but in Western world, I think that there are a lot of, that's how I see situation in Croatia, there are a lot of people from the human rights, peaceful movements, women issues, they just, they share some kind of values which you can find in free software, and when they start to consider free software, they much more think of the ideology behind that, or the ideas and values, than is it free of charge or not, because they they use free of charge Microsoft just without any problem in Croatia.
Yes, I agree, but Microsoft will, the question is that Microsoft will would be never able to open source Windows or Microsoft Office because it is, there are many copyright that are coming from the third parties included in this open source that is impossible, simply impossible, because Microsoft needs to pay too much money, even for Microsoft, for external companies that delivering codes to the Microsoft or Office. So it is not only a political question, but also technical. This is not possible. This is why Microsoft requires to sign you a special agreements if you want to see our open source. Those agreements ensures them that they will not be responsible for any infringement of copyright that can happen when someone shows open source, shows the source of Windows of Office to the public, because not all source code of Windows or Office belongs to Microsoft.
So basically, if I understand correctly, that currently the threat of punishment or it's not being enforced, and so the people don't conceive a threat. It might change a bit, especially in Poland, now that they are EU members, and we have the EUCD, we have also, more importantly, the IPR Enforcement Directive, and Poland has to sign on to this and implement this directive locally, so there might be changes there, but we'll see. Bob, did you have a question? Or?
Veni, you kind of danced around a question that I want to probe just to see if there's anything there. You didn't talk anything about kickbacks going to Microsoft or going to government officials from Microsoft. Do you have any information about that?
About
and
what?
Kickbacks. What is bribes, this? Basically. Oh, okay. Because if you do, then there's a whole new set of tools that can be brought to bear on this relationship.
Well, as I think I mentioned, that first of all, when we brought these issues to the International Herald Tribune last year in December at the World Summit on Information Society, they called, the newspaper called Microsoft, and Microsoft told them that there is no such thing, and they actually gave a discount to the Bulgarian government for these 30,000 licenses in 2001, and that the 35,000 for the education was a very good deal. They did not mention for who this was a good deal, but we all know. And when this was published, I realized something which seems very simple. Microsoft will never admit this is their policy. I mean, it may not be their policy, but there is a company between Microsoft and the government in every country. And this is where the discounted software suddenly becomes from maybe $3 million, it becomes $14 million. That's the place where, you know, you get the increase. And Microsoft can put their hand on their heart or whatever, and they can always say, oh, we didn't know anything, it's not our business, you know, this is this company which is, we sold it with a discount, and because under the contract it says that it's not only software but also education, you cannot estimate what the education cost will be for 30,000 people. The interesting thing though is that they were talking about 30,000 Windows XP, Office XP in Bulgarian. And this was announced as a big investment in the Bulgarian economy because Microsoft spent $3 million to translate it in Bulgarian. Now, if you give $3 million to a Bulgarian translating interpreters agency, there are many companies that do this type of services, you can probably translate about, I don't know, it's millions of pages. I don't think that the Windows software, the menus are millions of pages, you know, hundreds of thousands of pages. And the other thing is that the software that they now use is not in Bulgarian. which means that the copies which the government obtained are not used. There is even more. I didn't mention that, but in the year 2001, a company owned by the government, it's called Information Services. By the way, this was the only company to issue digital signatures for quite a while. And a digital signature in Bulgaria costs about 100 euro to obtain. And then you have an annual fee of about 35 euro. For example, in Estonia, this costs about 5 euro. I mean, it's a substantial difference anyway. So this company bought 9,000 copies of Windows 2000 and Office 2000. This software has never been used. It is kept in a room in this company. And it costed $1 million. No, it was 10,000 copies, $1 million, so $100 per copy, which is still more than four times less than the price the government paid 1 year later for Windows XP. And there is basically, I mean, if you can run Windows 2000 or Office 2000, you don't need XP. It's more or less the same. And there is even more. There is now Windows Office 2003, MS Office 2003, a new version. And the government, the Microsoft said that the government cannot use the contract from 2001 to obtain this version within the contract. And by the way, you may see that at news.com or CNET or wherever. Many companies who have use this Microsoft license agreement where you pay annual fee and you sign a contract for 3 years, they now don't want to do that. They want to buy the software because in the last 3 years there is no new version of Windows XP. There is no new version of Office. Upgrade, I mean. So this is, if it's a new version, you have to buy it. So that's something that has to be considered. And on the other hand, I don't think, you know, there is no way to prove this. In Bulgaria so far, the only people that have been caught taking bribes are usually like police officers or doctors, and they're at the very lowest level. There is not a single governmental official who has been sentenced for taking bribes. There are even cases where they were discovered with having, you know, quite a substantial amount of money, and they still couldn't get them into prison. So I don't think there is a way. The only way what we can do is, or the best way we can do is to start to give solutions based on FOSS. And maybe not even look into the government until this parliament is over next year. After that, maybe, you know, if you have a prosecutor that is willing to take into consideration all this, fine. But it's pointless at this time.
Okay, thanks. Any other comments or questions? Or otherwise, I think we are closing this panel. Okay, so I think, as Vinny just, you know, in his last sentences said, that we need to be proactive, and I think Marcel mentioned one project, the inter-hacker meeting.
Trans-hacker
meeting, sorry. There was another open source camp last year in Croatia. So basically, do everything to develop the community. There is this offer that many put on the table that UNDP is supporting migration projects for local governments, and it's not only for Bulgaria, but other countries in Central and Southeastern Europe. So I think this is really, in a way, the most promising strategy. And on the Microsoft issue, you know, maybe those who are interested in a task force to uncover those corrupted deals should just write to Vinny. Is that okay? Okay. Thanks to everybody, and have a good day and interesting conference. Bye.